Coca-Cola is the number one selling soft drink in almost every country, but depending on what statistics you use, one rare exception may be Scotland. There, a fluorescent orange soda rules the land, a symbol of Scottish identity. In just a few weeks, Scotland will vote on whether to break from the United Kingdom, and NPR's Ari Shapiro wondered whether the Scots' love of that fizzy drink can offer any insight into their nationalism.
The drink is called Iron Brew. I-R-N-B-R-U. For outsiders, Scotland's passion for this drink can be difficult to understand. In Glasgow, Laura Calgi was the very first person we stopped on the street at random to ask about it.
For my wedding toast, I had Iron Brew in champagne glasses.
You're kidding!
Of champagne.
You had Iron Brew in champagne glasses?
Yes.
And you don't have a family connection to the company or anything like that?
I was brought up about 10 minutes away from the factory. So maybe they put something in the water.
I figured she must be an outlier. So we stopped Chris Young next. He was walking down the street carrying a bottle of Iron Brew.
This stuff runs in my blood.
Okay, but he was actually drinking the stuff when we stopped him, so that's not a fair sample. What about the woman he was walking with, Gail Fergus?
Are you as devoted a fan of Iron Brew?
Probably more.
How is that possible? He said it runs in his blood.
Yeah, well, I've got pens. I've got all the merchandise as well.
I asked everyone where this fervor comes from, why they're so crazy about this Scottish soda, and the most common answer was, we love it because it's Scottish.
We're proud of what we have. I think that's like a really Scottish thing. That's why it outsells Coca-Cola, because we're so proud of our own products.
At a nearby old-fashioned candy store, shop worker Agnes Plunkett has shelves of Iron Brew-flavored sweets, from sticky taffy to fluorescent orange lollipops. She offers us a sample of the Iron Brew hard candies.
Mmm, that's really nice.
Very nice.
That's very nice.
This is chews. This is Iron Brew humbugs. Mm. Orange-flavored as well. Orange color.
How popular are all of these Iron
Brew
candies?
Very popular.
Much of the world treats Scottish icons as kitsch. Kilts, haggis, bagpipes. But for Scots, these are potent symbols of national pride. One of Iron Brew's advertising slogans is "Made in Scotland from girders," as in the steel beams that hold up buildings.
People call Iron Brew Scotland's other national drink after whiskey, whereas I think Coke prides itself on being a brand that is the same all over the world. Iron Brew appeals to people because it's so Scottish.
Sarah Grady works for Data Monitor Consumer, a market research firm in London.
I'm English, and so everything I see of English culture, we're kind of shy about it, whereas they're just loud and proud. It's in some ways, I guess you could say that why Coca-Cola embodies the American dream, Iron Brew can be the Scottish version of that.
At the Iron Brew factory just outside of Glasgow, 96,000 cans an hour fly through the line. Brand manager Martin Steele is our tour guide.
We'll sell about the equivalent of 17 cans a second, which is a huge volume to keep up with.
When we finish the tour, I tell Martin Steele I have something to confess.
I still have not actually tasted Iron Brew.
Should we do that? Shall I get you a can and you can try it live on air and
may
see
I?
What you get?
May I have a taste?
Give me 2 seconds okay. And I'll nip into the factory and get you a can. Okay.
He brings back an ice-cold bottle straight off the factory floor. I take a sip. And it tastes like soda. Sweet, fizzy, a bit bubblegummy. To me, it seems like nothing special. Then again, I'm not Scottish. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.